It's road trip season, and one thing you might do when you're driving across the country or the state is stop when you see a historical marker. Now, an app based in Jackson is bringing that marker into the car. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones has the story.
Put on the south side of heaven, won't you take me home?
This is my first time in Guernsey State Park. Sandstone bluffs and juniper trees assemble around a winding reservoir. Right now, the water is low, so no boaters, just sandbars and egrets. It's quiet and gorgeous. I'm the only car here.
Winding its way along the south shore of Guernsey Reservoir, Lakeshore Drive provides visitors with spectacular views and access to the reservoir. The terrain along this stretch of road, however, made the building of Lakeshore Drive an ambitious undertaking. Steep hillsides and sheer cliff faces drop straight into the water, making road construction slow and arduous.
That man politely interrupting my music is part of a tour from the app Travel Stories. Driving through the state park, I haven't thought once about how the road was built. The tour goes on to tell me other things I haven't considered, about how they kept building the road even in winter. Even when it was so cold, workers had to put the dynamite near pots of boiling water to unfreeze it enough to use. After the 3 minutes are up, my music automatically comes back on, and how I look at my surroundings has completely changed.
I started Travel Stories GPS because I really felt that people were losing their connection to place.
That's Story Clark. She's the founder of Travel Stories.
Really, the idea of making these uninterrupted connections and using the phone as a portal for more information as opposed to as a distraction for more information through audio is really how this started.
The hands-free app collaborates with local organizations like Guernsey State Park to create audio tours around the country. If you download a tour and open the app, GPS triggers narration when you drive past a point of interest. Clark says audio is key.
The more senses that can be engaged, the more rich and memorable the experience is.
The technology might be new, but the idea isn't. The Wyoming State Historic Preservation Office, or SHPO, started making historical markers in earnest in the 1940s. Because of new infrastructure and accessibility, you could call the 40s the dawn of road trips. And if 2019 is the afternoon of road trips, SHPO's Mary Hopkins says one thing that's changed is how we connect to our surroundings along the way.
Now, if you're running a phone app, you can be listening to this as you drive. You probably get more content because you don't have to pull off to every stop to learn about a place. And the content is much more rich than it used to be. So there's more detail about locations, more details about the people that lived there and the events that occurred.
SHPO collaborated with Travel Stories to create several tours in Wyoming. Their tour Westward Ho spans the whole state east to west, or vice versa. It tells stories of pioneers and others who pushed into Wyoming, and in some parts follows the Oregon and Mormon handcart trails.
I do think that the historical piece kind of sets you in reality a little bit more and maybe takes you out of maybe a moment of selfishness. I feel like driving cross country can be kind of a selfish act.
Charles Fournier taught a class at the University of Wyoming about the iconic American road trip. They read Kerouac and Steinbeck. He says he hasn't heard of the app, but it sounds like it might make being in a new place more welcoming.
I think there's something that makes it more inclusive. I feel like sometimes you feel the need to be an expert in anything that you do. And so this maybe allows that sense of expertise to actually enjoy the space. That's awesome.
And if you're in a wide open place like Wyoming, a road trip is a good way to see familiar places anew and new places with the eyes of an expert. After all, it's 2019 and there's an app for that. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Jones.